I want to bring on a friend of mine. Her name is Emma, and she's a teacher here in Topeka. And she made a video for her class because she wanted to lighten the mood. And here's what she did.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that?
What?
I think she farted.
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
That is what she did. And Emma, I have you on the phone. What's it like hearing that again?
Oh my gosh, I laugh every time. Their giggles are the absolute best. Oh, I love them.
It is. It was so funny. I saw this on Facebook and I was like, this is too funny not to ask to share on the radio station's Facebook page at 94country.com. And so I sent out a message to you and you were nice enough to say, yeah, go ahead, you can do that. And we did. And people have been loving it. I looked on our Facebook page and right now it has 330,000 views. What does that make you feel like? How are you feeling right now?
I have no idea. It's a fart. Why are farts so funny? I don't know. But it's awesome.
It is. And you just did this. Is this something you always do in class or is this the first time for this?
Well, I've never tooted in class, but I do like to have some fun with them and just make things, you know, lax and make learning fun. And now that we're remote learning, you've got to lighten the mood somehow. And so why not play a little sound that makes everyone giggle?
There was a comment on our Facebook page, or a friend of mine, she had posted, and she goes, she loved how you tried not to laugh.
Well, I know, and if you watch the whole video, there's kind of a delay. No one laughs. I'm who ruins it with laughing, and then it's like, oh, okay, Miss Ginder's laughing. We can all laugh about this. So, yeah, I couldn't hold it in. Laughing, not the toot.
So my next question is, how do you top this? Do you try to top this and continue with pulling a little, a harmless prank in class?
I don't know that I can. I've already started brainstorming, though, pranking my colleagues, setting maybe a speaker in their room and playing a sound out of their room. But I don't know. I think my kids are going to catch on now and they'll be expecting it from me.
You're going to have to live up to it. Even though they're expecting it, I bet you can pull it up. Because the one thing I did notice in your Facebook post is that you have an 8-year-old boy's sense of humor.
Yes. I unfortunately am a little immature at times. And farts are funny.
They are. That was so funny. And thank you so much for sharing it for the world, because you said you got a message from somebody in North Dakota.
Yeah, they heard it on their radio this morning. I've gotten a few messages asking if they can share it and whatnot from all over. So I think that it kind of goes deeper than just, you know, a fart, but the laugh in this time of year and in the year of 2020, everyone just needs to laugh and hear kids laughing and know that, you know, times are tough and it's not ideal, but we can all still have some fun and build those relationships with each other where we can laugh together.
That is true. And you are bringing laughter to the world with your Facebook post. I do want to ask you before I let you go, what's it like, so people can and see, what's it like teaching a Zoom class?
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal. You know, we're kind of pulling ideas left and right to just keep them engaged. The days are long. Some of them, they're at grandparents, they're at home, you don't know where they're at. And so just trying to keep them engaged and, again, make things fun, do the best we can, and hopefully we'll all be back in the classroom together soon.
Well, you are doing a fantastic job with teaching, and so are all of your colleagues. And thank you to all the teachers out there for doing what they're doing. It is such a tough job that you guys do, and I know people with kids really appreciate it. And again, Emma, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I really appreciate you letting me share that to our listeners. I know they've been loving it. There have been comments, there have been likes and love and all that stuff to it. So keep up doing what you're doing. Thank you so much again. And 2021's right around the corner, right?
Yes, it sure is. Thank you, Bradley.
You bet.